This is
For a Better Life.
For a Better Life.
فرمود باعث تو لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, I have been sent to complete noble manners.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم, dear listeners. You are listening to IRIB English Radio. This is the program of For a Better Life. I am Beta at your service. And in this episode, again, we're going to talk about something really controversial and important for having a better life. Stay tuned with me. And as you know, in the last episode, we were talking about some sins, some spiritual diseases that we may go through in our lives. And in this episode, I'm going to talk about something which is the key cure for all the sins that you did in your life. And it is repentance. Even the name is beautiful. Even the name is actually soothing, and it will make you calm that there is always hope for any creature in this world, and there is always God there for you and waiting for you beautifully, patiently, to come back to the road of this beauty and get close to Him. And I think this is the love that you have to be filled with. Your heart have to be drowned in this love of Allah, in this hope of repentance or tawbah. So in this episode, we're going to give you a brief explaining and of the significance of repentance and exploring the essence of true, sincere repentance and how it can be achieved. The Prophet of Allah said there are four signs of one who is repentant. 1. He is sincere to God in his actions. 2. He shuns falsehood. 3. He is firmly attached to truth. And 4. He is eager to do good. So, let's keep all these four elements and factors of repentance here and go for a short break. Stay tuned.
Your mercy, Your love is all I need.
Is all I need.
All I need.
Is all I need.
It's all I need.
Love is all I need.
All I need.
Love is all I need.
Oh, 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 oh.
Your love is all I need. To be all I need. And I know that you see how much you need. You need to me, 'cause your love is all I need. To be all I can be, and I know that you see how much you mean to me.
Your love is all I need.
IRIB English Radio, this is For a Better Life, and we're talking about one of the most beautiful aspects of our religion, of the love of Allah towards His creature, which is repentance. As you remember, dear listeners, I counted four factors of repentance according to the hadith of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and I want to elaborate it a real more. Tawbah means return to the soul's initial spirituality after the light of its human nature, or fitrat, and its spirit has been covered by the darkness of sins and disobedience. So the human soul in its initial state has neither any spiritual virtues nor any vices. It is capable of reaching any station, but in its original state it is pure, sinless, and has an intrinsic luminosity. The perpetration of sins causes obscurity within the heart, and the light of intrinsic nature is extinguished and covered into darkness. However, before total darkness actually envelops the heart, if a person awakens from the slumber of negligence and makes repentance, the soul gradually returns from the darkness to the light of its original nature and essentially spirituality. So repentance is like actually shed of light that you can always hand to it, you can always get it after being regretful of whatever you did in your life. But there are essential conditions required for tawbah.
Allah, ya
tawbah is not accepted from one who merely declares, I repent. You know, I mean, the tongue is not enough. There are many more steps you have to go through in order to actually achieve the real tawbah in your life. It is narrated that someone said astaghfirullah, which means I seek God's forgiveness, before Imam Ali. He said to him, may your mother mourn for you. Do you know what istighfar is? Rarely istighfar is a degree of the Iliyun, which means people of high station. It's a word that means six things. First is remorse over the past. Second, the resolution not to return to it ever. Third, to return to creatures their rise so that you meet God Almighty in a state of purity in which no one has any claim against you. Fourth, that you fulfill every duty that you neglected in order to satisfy your obligation in respect to it. Fifth, that you tend to the flesh of your body that has grown an unlawful nourishment so that it melts away as a result of grief and mourning, and your skin adheres to your bones, after which new flesh grows in its place. Sixth, that you make your body taste the pain of obedience in the same way as it earlier tasted the pleasure of sins. When you have done these things, then say astaghfirullah. Which is, I think, really important and really beautiful to keep this important point in mind, that only saying astaghfirullah is not enough. Because I saw many people who were like, okay, I will commit sins, it's okay, God is really kind. Yes, God is really kind. Always there is hope for you, no matter what kind of sins you did, you commit. There is hope for you to be forgiven. But it doesn't mean that you'll be forgiven only by saying astaghfirullah. There should be ways, steps you have to go through. There is a point here that there are a group of people who think that, okay, so if at the end we're going to all be forgiven, let's just do it later. Later. It doesn't matter. But don't forget this important hint about tawbah. The sooner, the better. Successful tawbah is a difficult task, you know, indulging sins, especially major and mortal ones, because a person to become totally forgetful of tawbah. If the tree of sins growing in the orchard of the human heart reaches maturity and its fruits become strong, the results are calamitous, you know, causing a person to turn completely away from repentance. So you have to keep that in mind, no matter how many times you commit a sin, there is always this hope for you to again going through this repentance and tawbah, and just the sooner the better. This is one of the hints that I was really eager to know when I was kind of younger. I wanted to know that. How many times I can go through tawbah? If it's only one chance for life, then I'm going to do it when I get close to my death, when I'm too old. But this point of view is completely messed up. You have to change it. The sooner, the better. I want to end this episode with this actually hadith from Imam Zain al-Abidin, peace be upon him. My God, you are He who has opened the door to your pardon and named it repentance. For you said, repent to God with unswerving and sincere repentance. What is the excuse for him who feel hopeless when committing sins? So don't feel hopeless. There is always hope. There is always a beautiful, kind God there for you. But don't make it too late. We don't have enough time, and we would never know when we're gonna die. Thank you for listening to this episode. I wish it was useful for you listeners. It was all the time I had, and I bid you farewell. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Every grain of sand in every desert land, he knows. Every shade of palm, every closed hand, he on every eyelash, he knows. Every thought I have and every word I share.